These are the moments where, if you own a pet, do you contemplate letting them pee and poo in the house?
I make mine go outside, but I like give them orders the whole time, like, hurry up, come on, come on,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Like, I've been struggling. I mean, I don't want my dog to pee or poo in the house, really, but maybe a little pee center, a little piece of sod inside might be a good idea around this time of year.
But then what if they get used to it?
Yeah, they'll learn new tricks. I put the little boots on my dog, and then it's like, come on, you got to hurry up.
I get my guy needs boots. My guy Benny, he needs little boots. We got a little wired hair terrier that we adopted a couple months ago.
You
got
to be careful tonight, even if you have cabinets in the basement, you have pipes, water pipes, open up those cabinets so at least a little bit of heat can come in. Let the cold water be dripping drop by drop so like that you won't freeze your pipes.
It's good tips there, Dave.
Yeah, I was reading about that because I don't want busted pipes pretty soon.
Right, and if you're worrying about that now, you should have probably already drained your lines and emptied out the water from
My mother is so paranoid. She lives in California where it doesn't get very cold, but she still leaves the water running slightly at night, even though it's only going to be 30 degrees or something. And I tell her, Mother, the state isn't a drought. You're wasting water. The pipes are going to freeze.
At 70 degrees. Uh-huh. I don't think so.
Today's 46 there in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
But she probably has
that.
The water running.
I'll take 46.
And she feels like she's freezing. People in L.A. and Miami feel like they're freezing when it's 46.
Well, my dad's the same way. He doesn't want... My family lives in New York, and they go there for... You know, we try to go. We don't often make it, but they all go for Christmas. My dad doesn't want to go. And he just cannot stand the cold weather. It's just part of his being. He just doesn't want to deal with it. He'd rather sit home on Christmas alone than to be, like, stuck in a house frozen. That's just the way he is. You got to respect the guy.
He likes his heat.
He likes his heat, man. He likes his little farm garden he has in his yard. And that's heaven to him, you know? I've learned to embrace that.
To each his own.
He does farm a mean papaya, though, Dave.
Oh, yeah?
His yard is like a little... It's like a whole food sanctuary.
That's
really.
Because that's his distraction. That's his baby, then. That's his way of living every day.
Exactly. Speaking of which, we got a great guest on our show who is a full believer in living the whole food lifestyle, a raw vegan expert and social media sensation. Johnny Juicer is going to be joining us. You can check him out on Instagram, Johnny_Juicer. Now, was it 30 pounds or 60 pounds that he lost?
60. He lost 60 pounds.
Lost 60 pounds going full-blown raw vegan. He was completely unhealthy. This is what he says on his Facebook page that, he had migraines and food allergies and constantly feeling ill and overweight. And am I missing anything there, Dave?
And now he developed a six pack thanks to all of this techniques.
Not only a six, I think he's got a 12 pack going on right there. It's crazy. Johnny's a good guy. He's going to be joining us to share how his transition, because this is a time of year everyone's looking for the answers, the New Year's resolution. Everyone's joining gyms and doing the same old. How about doing something that doesn't require a tremendous amount of physical effort? It's a lot of mental effort to change a lifestyle, because that's really what we're talking about here. Not just changing the type of food you're consuming, it's an entire lifestyle.
It's about changing your taste buds, too.
Yeah.
And saving money on the gym.
Yeah, and in food in general, I mean, a tenderloin's great, but it's expensive doing a big chunk of a steak that's like a medallion, costs you $40-something for a nice high-end piece of steak. I mean, you can go out and buy a whole bunch of veggies and fruit for that and live on
and find proteins in these veggies as well.
People might think we're crazy, but I'm not.
We have
our show. See, folks ask a lot about, why do you guys talk about fitness on your show? Why do you talk about health on your show? Because what is the good of us just talking about how to improve your home if we don't talk about how to improve yourself?
You won't be able to live in it for long if you don't take care of yourself.
That's my point. We want to make sure we cover the exterior temple as well as the interior temple.
That's why it's life improvement, home improvement.
That's right. That's right. And speaking of home improvement, if you've got a house for sale and it's been sitting on the market for a while, you want to pay attention to the show today because we're going to have a company on, VHT Studios, who specializes in a really cool way to help sell your home. I'm not going to give it all away. Because I want you to listen. But if you're having trouble selling and you don't know why, you got a good piece of real estate and you're just scratching your head going, man, I just don't get it. People are coming through. You think you got somebody on the hook and they just don't get it and they don't go for the deal. Well, we might have the answer.
And it's something very new in the market, actually.
Brand spanking new. And I think very cool, by the way.
So if we have homeowners that want to repaint, redecorate, you have to tune in.
Exactly. And then our friends at Tree Time are joining us. Lori Kane's going to be here talking about their 50,000-square-foot mega showroom. This is the last-minute weekend sale. This is the time, folks, where I know it's almost, you know, approaching the finish line here for Christmas or your holiday, whatever you celebrate. But now's the time where you get good deals.
Yes, for next year, you could get 50 to 60% off on certain items. So, and they have a great, great stuff. They decorated our WGN Showcase studio,
which, might I say, is pretty fabulous. You got a half
chimney and everything.
You got a chimney. You got a half a Santa stuck in the chimney as if he's coming down. You got a beautiful tree. And then we're going to learn about some traveling mugs, aren't we, Dave?
Yes, the Contigo traveling mugs, especially if you drink tea, you drink coffee, you want to keep warm, you're going to be traveling spill-free mugs.
And that's a big time of traveling is approaching this week. I don't know the stats on it, but there's going to be a gazillion people hitting those airports and hitting the road. And you want to make sure you have a Contigo with you. What does Contigo translate?
Contigo with you. Contigo with you. With you.
If you got a home for sale, this is kind of a funky time of year to try to sell a home. A lot of people aren't, that's not the top priority. A, weather affects home sales. So does holidays like now. So I don't expect to see much movement in the real estate market. Although, if you've been sitting on a property, a home for, you know, more than 4 or 5 months, and you're scratching your head going, gosh, what is going on here? This is a beautiful home, great piece of property. I just can't seem to move it. Well, you might want to consider staging. Now, traditional staging is really popular. And if you're like, well, why staging? You know, a house is a house. You're absolutely dead wrong. In a survey here but from Realtor.com, it says here, top four reasons you should stage your home. Number one, you'll ultimately make more money. A survey conducted by Coldwell Banker states that they discovered that staged homes are usually sold 6% above the asking price, and people spent less time on the market when compared to unstaged homes. Your house will sell faster, number two. Yeah, you hear that? Your house will actually sell faster if you invest a little bit into staging. Well, according to a survey conducted by National Association of Realtors, the longer property stays on the market, the lower price it's going to attract inevitably. And the third reason you should stage your home, you'll get a good return on your investment. Another survey reveals 1% to 3% investment on home staging yields 8% to 10% return, which is a good deal. Your online photos will stand out as number four, and this is huge, folks. Today, now we offer staging services with our design company, Frank Fontana Design and Build, and we do a good amount of staging. And I can tell you firsthand from experience, staging sells homes without a doubt. But your first line of defense, your first visual element today in this world we live in is online, folks. Your online photos will stand out. A recent survey conducted by the NAR poll found out that 90% of potential home buyers start their property search on the internet. Staging your home increases the visibility of your property to potential buyers. Now, let's say you don't have a budget to do that, right? You don't have a couple thousand dollars to spend on traditional staging. That's why you want to call my friends at VHT Studios. Joining me in studio is the CEO of VHT Studios, Brian Boldoff. Brian, thanks for joining me.
Hello, Frank. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about staging, man. You guys came up with a really cool way to accomplish this for those who don't have a lot of money to physically stage. You know, in your opinion, I can give you mine, but in your opinion, what is the average cost of somebody who actually physically does the real staging, where you're going in there and you're putting sofas, you're putting, you know, paint, you're doing everything you need to do?
Well, you had mentioned a couple thousand dollars, and usually that's what I've seen, where you pay a monthly rental fee that, you know, could be hundreds of dollars a month.
So with you guys, you created a brand new way to do this. Why don't you talk about it?
Sure. So we're a professional photography company. We do real estate photography all over the country, and one of the number one requests from agents was, well, you know, this home could sell faster, attract more buyers if it was just updated. You know, the furniture is a little outdated. The wallpaper is a little outdated. You know, if I could just show the rooms in a different way. And with the advances in digital technology and some of the, you know, artists we have and image specialists, we can do that. We can paint rooms. We can put furniture in. We can take furniture out and really show people the potential of a home and the possibility of a home as opposed to what it is today for the current owner.
So how does it work? Work me through the process. You know, do I log onto a website? Do I upload photos? You know, what's the steps?
Sure. So typically, if VHT Studios has produced the photographs, you can log onto a website, and we've got there's kind of four key services. One is paint, which is you can change the color of the walls. So say you've got some outdated wallpaper and you don't have the time or the money to redecorate. A lot of people don't want to redecorate for the new owners anyway.
That alone, just doing wallpaper removal is easily, depending on the space, could be upwards in the thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and nobody likes to redecorate when they're moving, when they're leaving, you know.
Yeah.
So, but you need to be able to show something to potential buyers that's more updated, more neutral. So, so that's a simple service. You can just pick out the color of the walls, change the kitchen, the living room. Another real popular one is declutter. And
can I pause you for a second?
Sure.
With the paint, do you guys offer suggestions, Brian, of what you think or what statistically are the most palatable colors that have sold for you virtually?
Well, that's a great question. It's a relatively new service, so we do intend to. Today we can show people here are the most popular paint colors that are being bought, but you know, given that we photograph homes all over the country, we can start showing, hey, in your area, these are the most popular colors. Yeah, that's coming.
That's phase two.
Yes, yes.
I love it. Now, and that would also follow suit for furniture and selection of furniture. Do you guys currently work with designers to pick this stuff out and figure out what you think would be the best? Or is it client suggested?
So today we work with designers to create galleries. And so if you log onto the website, you'll see hundreds of different galleries, living rooms, kitchen sets, bedroom sets. And today we leave it up to the real estate professionals to kind of pick and choose based on the type of property and who they think it's going to appeal to. But
so the realtor gets involved.
Yeah.
Are you usually contacted directly by the realtor or the homeowner?
By the realtor. We typically work directly with real estate professionals. And but you kind of read my mind. We are being asked more and more to give suggestions. And
because if I'm for sale by owner and I want to increase the potential of my home sale, I'd love to be able to work with a company like yourself.
Yeah, and you can call us. You can call VHT Studios, and we intend to start providing more and more advice because we shoot tens of thousands of homes. We see every style and we know what's selling and not selling, and so we'd love to share that advice with home sellers and real estate agents.
They are the nation's largest photography studio for real estate industry. They're based right here in Rosemont, and they do a really cool product, man. It's this virtual staging. And let's kind of recap a little bit, if you don't mind, Brian.
Sure.
Virtual staging, what is it?
So if you're selling your home, you know, most times your agent's going to say, hey, if you really want to appeal to a broader audience, we need to update this or that, whether it's the wall coverings or the furniture. And instead of taking the time and the money to do that physically, we can do it in your photographs and show buyers the potential and the possibilities of the home as opposed to, you know, what it looks like today. And also can be depersonalizing the home. I mean, you've lived in a home 15, 20 years, you've got a lot of yourself on the walls and on the shelves, and that's not what you're selling.
And you bring up a good point, Brian. What's your top five, what you've discovered doing this, for people who are trying to sell a home, what are the top five no's that you've seen?
The top five no's.
Like you should never do, never leave your house like this if you're going to be trying to sell it.
Right. Well, number one is don't leave personal items out, photographs and your artwork, because everybody's got their personal tastes. And that really limits the appeal of your property if people see it decorated with, you know, some really crazy artwork or all your family photographs or things like that. So that would be number one.
Again, this ties back to why a service like yours works, because, you know, it could be a daunting task for someone to say, man, I have like 1,000 little precious moments, you know, and tchotchkes and pictures and stuff. I don't want to take them all down. I don't want to, you know, but you're absolutely right. And my experience is the same. You know, when you depersonalize a space, what I think it does is there's an emotional attachment. So if I'm coming in to purchase your space and I see your daughter and I see your family, I feel your energy still exists in that space.
Right.
It's a little quantum trail, so to speak, of energy that exists there.
Yeah, I like to say, you know, you buy a house and you make it a home. When you go to sell it, it's got to be a house again because the buyer's going to change it into a home.
Yeah.
And so whether it's neutralizing things, you know, we've seen homes with purple paisley walls in the living room. It could be a great house, but not a lot of people are going to get the great first
limited
impression.
Limited buyer, exactly,
right.
Exactly.
But you color that, a little off-white, and all of a sudden they see the possibilities. They can see themselves making that a home.
And if you're going to stay in that world, and you just know it's going to take a lot longer, and you should really hyper-focus on a buyer that is in that specific mindset. And I'll give you, for instance, I designed a a condo in River North in the Domain building. And the owners were very particular, and they loved a certain style. I had added a faux leather crocodile wallpaper. I had sheepskin rugs. I had metallic copper accents, gold capiche shell chandeliers. I mean, it was very discerning taste for high-end, you know, celebrity type of place, because it was designed for one. And when after I designed it, 2 months later, they're like, oh, we're going to sell it. I'm like, really? You know, I would have designed it a little differently if you told me that, because you told me to go crazy, I went crazy. Well, what they did is, instead of just putting it on a broad market, you know, which they did on a lower level, they actually hired the right realtor with the right clientele to show them the space, and literally sold that space in 3 months of it being on the market to a top chef in town who appreciated the style. Mm-hmm. That's a very rare case.
Right.
You know, I on one hand, from a designer, I'm like, yeah, you should go for it. On the other hand, I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, you have to design. If you're going to sell, you have to design to sell. And if not, use VHD technologies to get you there.
To help you do that. Well, and the other thing it does is you can show it in different styles. So it's not always about just replacing the current style. It's showing it in a variety of others. Like, for instance, one of the most popular uses is, you know, for a second room. And maybe today it's decorated for your 15-year-old daughter, and that appeals to a small set of potential buyers. But you could virtually stage it to look like an office, to look like a reading room, to look like a, you know, a second bedroom, and show all of those when you're marketing your home. Hey, here's all the different ways you can do this.
And I think it's very important what you're saying is to be clear on that in the description when people are applying for the service or going through the service, that, you know, you're going to have a certain amount of the buyer, a certain segment of buyers that are going to love the photos they see online, maybe show up and go, well, what the F? You know, like, mm-hmm. These pictures don't look like this. So is the realtor's part of that job and part of that equation to educate the potential buyer to these photos and just say, hey, here's a great example of what this could look like. It's the same four walls, same square footage.
Absolutely. I think there's an education in general. This is kind of an evolution in real estate marketing, whereas today it's all about showing the house as it is. In the future, you know, how the home could be. All the photographs are watermarked, so you see that they're virtually staged. A lot of times people will say, boy, that's exactly how I want to decorate it. You know, where do I get that furniture if I buy this home? Or what's that paint color? Because I do want to paint it that color. But again, it does come down to the real estate professional working with their clients and saying,
Have you caught any slack? Like, is anybody? Because I know it's not you guys per se; it's the realtor who would contract your services or the homeowner.
Right.
Have you gotten responses of people like, oh, that was a little like kind of weird because I expected to walk into this, and I walk in and there's like, you know, dog and cat wallpaper.
Not yet. I think most, you know, buyers realize they're not buying the furniture. The furniture and the decorations are actually a distraction. And we do draw a line. We would not ever edit anything that's permanent. So, in the front of a home, if there's a fire plug in the front of the home or a telephone pole, you don't edit those out.
Anything hard structural elements you can't mess with.
Right.
Then you're really playing with the imagination there.
Right, yeah. Where'd that staircase go? Oh, that was virtual.
Right, yeah. We thought it would look better without.
Right.
That structural beam, you didn't need that.
This is what it would look like if you got rid of it. Yeah,
right,
no,
exactly.
This is really just furnishings and paint and decorating.
And empty rooms. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm looking at an image right now of an empty room, and then you guys filled it with, you know, amazing furniture. It brings the place to life. Where do you, like, who's your designer? Who's the virtual designer behind this? Is it just your studio guys that are like, oh, we're going to pick from these furniture lines? And, you know, like, how do you know what's going to sell this place is my question.
So we had a team of designers put together the galleries, the various collections, and then, you know, it's incumbent on us to keep those up to date and continually get feedback as tastes and styles change. But today we have hundreds of selections that you can make from, you know, contemporary, modern, Victorian, country, you know, to kind of suit every need, because, you know, we work with clients all over the country, from condos in Manhattan to farm homes in Kansas City. You've got to have all those different decors covered.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Now, back to our list of things you shouldn't do or things you've seen. We said number one was you shouldn't personalize the space. Number two, what do you think is the top two no-no?
Well, the other one is don't leave out pet supplies. you know, not everybody
or
loves
anything
cats
really pet
or
related,
dogs.
Right?
Yeah, you never know. Anything that's going to narrow the appeal of your home. You want your home to appeal to as broad of an audience as possible. And those first impressions are critical. You know, you mentioned everybody's looking at things online. They see a picture of your kitchen and there's four cat bowls out. They're going to be like, oh, you know.
Instantly thinking pets, yeah.
Right, right. So that's a big one that you
don't. I would imagine in line with that number three would be smoking. So don't leave ashtrays out. Don't leave. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That would be
cigar
a good
butts.
One. You see less and less of that nowadays. I think people are sensitive to it, but definitely not. No. Clutter. So we talked about personalization.
I'd say clutter would be number one, right?
Yeah, and it's something people overlook because your kitchen counters wind up, you know, you have toasters and mixers and things like that out. People aren't buying it. They want to know that there's a lot of counter space for their stuff.
Yes.
And in bedrooms, you know, to have just shelves and shelves of books and trophies and awards and things like that, they're not buying that. They want to envision what they can do with that house.
So. I really wonder if people think that those things are good things. Like, I'm going to leave my trophy from when I was in junior high and I won that wrestling match. I think that somebody's going to walk by and be like, man, this guy's a stud. I'm buying this place.
I think you're right. And I think that's a challenge for most real estate professionals is to convince the seller. It's like, look, I know you're proud of it and I know you think it looks great and your friends like it. But if we want somebody to be attracted to buying this house where they're going to bring their own trophies and awards.
True.
Let's neutralize it. And we could do that without them having to put it all away and hide it. And you know.
I love it. I love it. We're talking to Brian Baldoff, CEO of VHT Studios. How do people get a hold of you, Brian?
The easiest way is go to our website, vht.com. We've got this and all the other services. We provide drone photography. We do floor plans. We do 3D tours of properties. Any kind of visual marketing for real estate.
Sweet. And we just put a video up on our wgnradio.com website that shows a little bit about the whole program. So good luck to you, man. I think this is fantastic. We'll be talking soon.
Great. Thanks, Frank.
Dave, how you doing?
Doing great. I'm checking out the treetime.com website. And
what does it say for their special offers?
60% off this weekend. Check it out.
Now, we did a live remote from Treetime last year,
mm-hmm.
and it was great. I mean, they had if you've never been there, it's a phenomenal facility. It's over 50,000 square feet of everything you can think of Christmas. They have Santa there, hot chocolate, cookies, and amazing decor and displays. And I walked the floor and did the show live from there. And it was, I mean, we had like easily 300 people come out. And I think every person left with something, either an ornament, a gift, something fun. And now what they do at Tree Time is at the end, like during this week, they actually will discount everything tremendously because we're heading the end of season. But I always tell my clients, this is the best time in any purchasing situation. When you're hitting the end, like whether it's a flea market, whether it's a pop-up sale, go at the end because that's when you get the best deals. And Christmas is something, I mean, trends vary, but they don't change tremendously around the holidays. I don't know about you, Dave.
I think you could use an ornament that you use this year and still use it 2 years from now. And not only that, Frank, I'm looking at their website and it says that free storage bag is included with any tree order of $250 or more. And mind you, these trees last forever and ever.
Yeah, we had this debate last week, whether you're a live tree fan or a synthetic tree fan. What are you, Dave? You're synthetic, right?
I'm synthetic, not by choice. I would love a real tree, but those needles and the maintenance is the thing that really pushes me back from it because I don't have time to be cleaning up.
Yeah, we do the recycled tree.
Yes.
Recycled plastic tree. It's just easier. But I will say I don't do the spun lights where it's kind of built into the tree. I think that's, you got to have the traditional putting the lights on the way you want it, I think.
You know, some people do the tree decorating parties. It would be interesting to know where people get their ornaments from because I know people that travel and they bring something for these Christmas decorating parties or they create something that really can touch the family or the person that they're going to be going to, no?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think they should start a party that is for taking down Christmas decorations. Don't you think?
Maybe you could exchange
do two
some.
Of them. Do one for putting them up that starts like you know right after Thanksgiving for us, and then you do one that takes it down, which is way more fun because it's destructive. You could be like a little bit more loose with it all. Maybe it's like eggnog for the first one, and then tequila for the last one.
Romchata as well.
Romchata.
If you're from Latin America, you could have some romchata.
We were drinking some romchata the other day.
For
the Christmas carol. Did you guys, you know, I wonder if any of our listeners heard the Christmas carol. I'd love to hear from you guys. 312-981-7200 is our number here. You could text us in or call us. We did this live presentation of a Christmas carol. It was cool. I played guest number 3.
Did you upload your video? I didn't see it.
I did the one that you took.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a good video, although I was blocked all the whole time. So
somebody was standing in front of you.
Somebody
yes.
was standing in front of me. So I'm like, not sure if I want to post that.
But you could still hear yourself. You could still. We have amazing actors in this WGN staff, from the newsroom to the anchors to hosts, producers. Everybody did a great job. I was surprised.
Yeah. Why weren't you in it, Dave?
Well, I couldn't make it to the auditions, and I wasn't going to be able to get here right at 10 when it started.
You were busy drinking rum chata. Here, hold on. Here's a clip from it.
Horse. No, no, no.
Then it's a bull.
No.
Tiger.
No.
A bear.
No, but almost. I found out, Fred. I know what it is.
You do?
Well,
what is it?
It's your Uncle Scrooge.
That was my big line right there. It's your Uncle Scrooge.
You should do the voiceover work, aside from your interior designing and home decorating.
Aside from my television, radio, and print career, I should also do voiceovers.
You could do that in your room in your sleep because...
I do, but to be honest, truth be told, Dave, that's what I do. When my wife says talk dirty to me, I talk to her in a Michael Caine voice.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yes.
Oh, kinky, kinky.
Kinky, hey now.
Yeah, so 312-981-7200.
If you heard the Christmas carol, we'd love to hear what you thought of it. I was there for the whole live thing. It was pretty cool. I mean, to see all of your favorite WGN hosts and, you know, news anchors and producers working the mic and doing their thing. Bill Leff is insane. I just got to tell you.
Yeah, he could do various voices.
He was Ebenezer Scrooge. He killed it, man. Like, every single word, his accent didn't change once. And the dude is not British, by the way. I don't know if you heard the show with Wendy and Bill. Definitely not British, but he kept it on point. I had four lines, and I was nervous for my four lines. And Bill did the entire thing in British accent, which I thought was really cool. And Wendy participated. I think Steve Cochran was the ghost. He was the ghost of Christmas Past. It was very cool. Very cool.
So guess what? We do have Lori on the line. She's calling us on the listener line.
She is. Okay. All right. Well, let's grab Lori.
Hey, thanks, Frank. How are you today?
I am doing great. Thanks for it's been a while. I'm so glad that you were able to join us. We were just teasing people at the beginning of this segment about the amazing end of season sale you guys do. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, thanks, Frank. So we have all our trim is from like 50% to 25% off, and we have some amazing things left, and then we have specials on our trees, and we still have all our people there to help you pick out and find the best stuff to help make your holiday really pretty. So,
how did the season go for you guys? I mean, I heard it was crazy. I heard Dean broadcasting from there, and it sounded like it was insane.
It was. The season was very fun and very insane, and we really appreciate all the WGN listeners coming out. We met a lot of WGN listeners. They came out, they said hello to us, and we really had a good time with them, so that was really cool. Thank you.
And what do you guys do? Are you already preparing for next year?
That's why it's been kind of crazy for me. So I've already been to Amsterdam to pick out trim and to Dallas. So we already have our themes picked out, and we're starting to get all set. So, and we're designing our trees already too. So,
Lori, can you give a little spoiler alert of what we may or may not see at Tree Time next year?
Well, the biggest theme that we're seeing in all the showrooms is kind of a very back to earthy nature look. Greens are super huge. There's a lot of different shades of green, and they're doing natural kind of mixed with glitter, which is a look I personally love. So that's what we're seeing out there.
I like the fact that it's going back to the basics. It's very cool because it's gone all over the place. I mean, we had the black trees, we had the upside down trees.
And this year was big in plaid, and so we're still kind of seeing that kind of plaid rich color palette. So if you like the traditional colors, they're still out there. But we're doing a lot of people are showing a lot of the natural stuff. And then we're doing this year our biggest color was platinum. And we did a lot of platinum, and we found some really pretty like midnight blues that we're going to mix with our platinum next year. So
sounds fantastic.
yeah, it's we'll have something for everybody, I think. And I think,
Lori, how long will this end of season sale go on?
We are having it until the second week in January. So we got a lot of great buys. So come on out.
Cool.
Doesn't last long, so you got to come out.
And where can people find a place at?
22102 Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. We're open still 7 days a week from 10 to 5. We are closed at noon the 23rd, the 24th, and 25th, so everybody can celebrate Christmas. And then we open back up, and we go through the second week in January.
Fantastic. Lori, thank you so much. Sorry about the little confusion there, but Lori Kane from Tree Time. Folks, go check it out. And thank you so much. Have a good holiday.
Hey, thanks, you too, and I really appreciate you having us on.
Before we get to our next guest, a lot of texts and phone calls coming in regarding the big Christmas special we did here on, what was it, Friday?
It was Friday. It started at 10 a.m.
Yeah, started at 10 a.m. We got a caller who wants to say that she listened to the whole show. Hey, Ann, thanks for calling.
I'll tell you, I was so captivated by all you folks over there that participated in the Christmas, what do you call it again, Christmas Carol?
The Christmas Carol, yeah, the famous Christmas Carol, Ebenezer Scrooge.
I'll tell you, exactly. When you hit the three ghosts in it and the squeaky door and everything, whoever did the sound effects, wow.
Well, that was our engineering crew who did all that. Props to them. Dave Plyer and a bunch of our news folks were doing the sound effects and the laughing of the people in the background. You had Bill Leff playing Ebenezer Scrooge himself, which wasn't he fantastic, Ann?
Everybody was just great. You know, I'll tell you one thing that really, when it came to the end, it was like, oh my gosh, it ended. I was so involved that when it came to the end that it was no more, I go, oh my gosh, it's going to stop.
That's so sweet, Ann. We really appreciate you listening, and it was fun. And, you know, I've told my three lines really stole the show. And put it on the map. That was really the highlights.
Everybody did great. It was so nice to listen to.
Thank you. And it's cool because, you know, it's a throwback to the way talk radio used to be back in the day before there was television and movies. People.
Exactly. You guys were just like right on the money.
And you know what? If you look at pictures or you see the video, it's the original microphones from WGN Radio that were used, and they still work.
Can you
believe it?
It's incredible.
To last forever.
Thank you, Ann. Thanks for calling. We really appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Happy holidays.
Same to you. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, if you can actually go online, still see that video up on WGN Radio's Facebook page. They have posted photos and the actual video that they took of the Christmas Carol. It's a lot of fun. I'm somewhere in there. Yeah, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half. You got to scroll through a little bit. All right, this is the time of year where everybody is focusing on their fitness and their health. They're making those New Year's resolutions, trying to get rid of everything bad they did for that whole year by eating better the next year. And sometimes those lifestyle changes stick, and sometimes they don't. Joining me is a guy who really stuck to his resolution many years ago and now is becomes quite an internet sensation because of it. Johnny Juicer is joining me, a.k.a. Johnny...
John Morelli.
John Morelli, a good old Italian boy, right? Who? How long ago did you weigh 60 pounds more than you have do now?
It was back in 2012 was when my journey fully began.
So why don't you tell us where you started and what created this life change and how did you drop 60 pounds, Johnny?
Okay. Well, back in 2012, up until that point in my life, I had suffered from an array of stomach issues. To the point where when I was in high school, I had a couple colonoscopies. My mother had feared that I had Crohn's disease because that was in my family, as well as migraines at the same time that just progressively got worse. And I mean, and this was at a young age. So
how old were you?
I'm 35 now. So that was about 4 years ago. So 31.
31.
And I was just looking for answers. You know, I was just tired of feeling... you know, my holistic practitioner told me I had adrenal fatigue because I was taking so much medication for my headaches that it was kind of throwing me off. I started getting addicted to the energy drinks, pre-workout powders, you name it.
And, were you like considered a healthy guy? Like you worked out?
I thought I did. I worked out. I was at the gym all the time. Back then, I didn't think I was overweight. But when I look at pictures now, I totally look like I was unhealthy.
What was your highest weight?
I was 215. I'm 6'1", 215. I was 215 at the time. And I thought... I could have lost a little bit of weight, but I didn't think I was overweight, you know. Mm-hmm. But now, I mean, I feel amazing. So But what happened was in 2012, I was just scrolling through Netflix. I happened to come across a documentary, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And up until that point, I was always blending. I was always a big blender. And that documentary was about juicing. And what really intrigued me was there was a woman in the documentary who had healed her migraines through juicing. So immediately, that weekend, I went out and bought a juicer.
So your migraines that compelling that they drove?
They were
my
terrible.
Wife gets migraines, and I've seen her. They're debilitating.
They were terrible. I mean, from a young age, my mother used to put a cold rag over my head. I'd be taking
Well, you're Italian, right? So did your my grandmother did this to me. Whenever we had headaches, she'd take a potato and slice the potato into thin slices and then wrap a bandana around my head and put this potato slice on my forehead, thinking that that would help the headache.
Yeah.
Did they do that in your family?
Not
must
the
be
potatoes.
A Sicilian thing.
Yeah, not the potatoes, but she did do a cold rag. I would take the Tylenol, and I mean, it would literally ruin my day. I'd be dizzy, nauseated. And it got to the point when I started taking so much. I was taking about 5, 6 Excedra migraines at a time.
Wow.
And,
which the recommended dose is like 1 to 2, right?
1 to 2. But I had built up such a tolerance because my days would be ruined. I wouldn't know when I was going to have a bathroom visit or when I was going to get these headaches. And it was just, it was just an unhappy state. So,
Did you consider your lifestyle back then bad? Like, did you go out and drink it with your buddies?
Did
you eat pizza and all whatever?
I did. I was standard American diet. I mean, a stereotypical Italian family, you know. I mean, I had my homemade baked manigots, raviolis. I mean, it was great food, delicious, but it just was doing a disservice to my body, what my body wasn't doing well with it. So, back to the documentary, I mean, it just really, really intrigued me. I went out and bought this juicer. And I said, I'm going to give this a try because, like I said, the blending wasn't working. And
when you say blending, you mean smoothies, shakes?
Smoothies, shakes, right.
Filled with fruits and protein powders? Or
and that's what I was going to get to is that the juicing, what's so awesome about the juicing is you're taking the greens, you know, all these medicinal herbs and greens.
Which
and,
you brought me some today.
Yeah,
which we'll talk about. Yeah, we're going to be taking a break here in just a minute. As a matter of fact, why don't we jump on that now before you get any further in your story because
okay.
It's really compelling and you lost a tremendous amount of weight as well as change your physical appearance. I saw photos of you before and after on your Facebook page. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, folks, jump on there right now. You can go to WGNradio.com/watch and you can watch this segment live. You can also go on Johnny's Facebook page and his Instagram and you can see a feed and his co-star in his journey. We're back to that one, huh, Dave?
I think they want to continue singing. They were supposed to be on only last hour and they decided to jump on
just
this
jump
hour
back
as well.
On. Why not? It's the week before Christmas. This is it. This is the pinnacle of all of Christmas music will hit this week. We started in our house. We keep it going. I like it.
Yeah,
it sets the mood. You know, when everyone's feeling like funky or something, I just turn it on. I have my little Sonos system that blasts throughout the entire house. I put on the Christmas channel, and boom.
It works as a de-stressor for me
it's
as well.
Sedative.
It's
sedative.
Just relaxes you.
Yeah, it's like a Xanax.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And if you eat right, you'd probably be even better.
Exactly. And speaking of which, we're talking to Johnny Juicer here. He's a raw vegan lifestyle and social media success story. Johnny, thanks for being on the show.
I'm grateful to be here. Thank you for having me.
And before the break, we left off with your story on how you got into, you know, the lifestyle. And you saw a documentary. You were doing smoothies. And then you took the plunge even further into it.
Right. Well, like I said, back in 2012, I had saw the documentary and I started the juicing. I started tapping into it a little bit. I tried a little three-day juice fast. And after the first day, I actually went to Culver's. I'll never forget the next day I folded. I'm like, I can't do this. So I went and got a cheeseburger. My problems persisted. I mean, they got worse and worse. And finally, started 2013, I said, all right, this is enough. I'm going to make a New Year's resolution. I'm going to start juicing every day. I'm going to at least incorporate one 32-ounce green juice every day and see what happens. And I mean, almost instantly, I mean, over like a 2-week span, I started feeling more clarity, more energy. And by 3 months, I mean, like I said before, I didn't feel like I was overweight, but I had noticed I had already dropped like 25 pounds just off doing that, not even changing my diet. I didn't even change my diet around, just incorporating.
So you still ate meats,
green juice.
You still,
ate
still eating normal, meat you just incorporated
green juices.
That you pressed yourself?
Pressed myself, right.
Okay.
So not smoothies, but juices. And I mean, it started getting to the point where my taste buds started changing. You know, I started gravitating more towards those foods. Consciously, I wanted to make better choices. And I started doing more research, looking at more documentaries, reading more books. I really didn't know what vegan was at all at that point. I mean, it's funny to say that. Just 4 years ago, I didn't even know what that was. So I only knew like vegetarian.
So you're not one of these lifetimers that are like, you know, preaching the gospel of veganism.
No.
This is a new thing for you for the most part.
It's a fairly new journey. If there's anything I'm preaching, it's juicing. I mean, juicing is what started my journey. I feel it's the easiest way for anybody to start their juice journey because, let's face it, I know I didn't like if somebody told me, hey, you need to eat more vegetables. What's the easiest way to do that? Because I wasn't going to eat them. Put it through a juicer.
And you brought me a juice, which thank you, by the way. I appreciate that. A giant mason jar full here. The 24 ounces?
32.
32 ounces. So what's in this jar right here?
Right there, there's kale, celery, ginger, lemon, apple, cucumber, and what I like to do is a touch of young Thai coconut water.
It's so good.
Fresh from the coconut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fresh.
I mean, you do a killer job on your videos and stuff, which we'll talk about in a second. But
thank you.
Most people can hear this and go, wow, you lost 60 pounds. You made a New Year's resolution like everyone's going to do right around this time and mm-hmm. say, I want to lose X amount of weight.
Right.
They'll start their journey. Some will get there. But statistically, about 90% of those people fall, maybe even more, fall off that train.
Right.
Your health issues were a huge driving force, your migraines, your physical condition. Do you ever miss the food you left behind?
You know what? The only thing I miss is the connection possibly with the food with my family. You know, the Italian family, holiday families. I miss that connection. Besides that, I love this lifestyle. I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's changed my life in every aspect. I remember the way I used to feel. I remember the way I used to get with my headaches and my stomach aches, and I haven't had that. So,
Did you try traditional diet fads and all that?
I did everything, yeah. I tried all that stuff, diet pills.
I'm going to try some of your juice as we speak.
Absolutely. I've tried the diet pills, and to me, nothing is ever permanent. And what to me is permanent is incorporating Mother Nature's food, you know.
Now, being Italian, does your mother say, Johnny, you look so skinny. What's wrong with
you? Everybody has told me that, you know, you're getting so skinny, this and that. But the funny thing is my mother, who's a heart patient, has been a vegetarian for over a year, and she's been juicing daily and is in the process of reversing her heart disease right now.
I mean, there is no doubt. I mean, whatever you want to follow. I mean, I am, as a host of this show and a trier of all things health and fitness, I have done vegan for a year. I've done raw for months. Mm-hmm. I can't sit here and lie and say I did it for a long, because it's so hard, man. Like, yeah. I mean, for once you're there, it's probably a lot easier, but getting there and getting past the hump of warm food and, you know, meat and all that, kind of getting rid of that in your diet, I've done paleo. I've done, you know, you name it, just for the pure experimental elements to be able to speak on it, because I love this topic. I love being healthy, and I love telling people, you know, hey, these are the options you have out there. Listen to the experts like yourself who've gone through it and physically gone through it, and maybe there's a different way to do it.
Right.
You know, and I'll bring my wife up, for example. She's so dead set on there's kind of like one way to do it. There's always, you know, and she's done Karen's, and she's done, you know, detox, and she's juiced with me before. I think it's about the sticking point.
Right.
You know, at what point, what commitment level, you know, where does that motivation come in to be able to say, I'm going to juice for the rest of my life? Or like you said, you know, maybe not for the rest of my life, but for this amount of time, that's going to change my life.
Right. And, and that's what happened is, like, I got addicted to the way I started feeling. I started kicking back. I was a caffeine addict. I was obsessed with energy drinks and stuff. I couldn't function without it. I felt like I couldn't. It was like a drug, you know.
Do you drink coffee at all?
I don't drink coffee.
I
used to be a big energy drink guy, pre-workout powder guy, and that was like a drug to me. And
a little espresso here and there?
No, never been a coffee person.
Chai tea minimum?
No tea.
Damn you, Johnny. I will find a fault in you somewhere, man.
So
you haven't touched a speck of meat?
No.
Dairy?
No
cheese?
Way.
No melted nachos?
No.
Wow.
Not at all.
Your strong will.
Not
you think it takes a strong will to do a program like this?
Not at all. I mean, to me, like I said, I know how I used to feel, and I wouldn't trade the way I feel now for anything. It's an addicting lifestyle.
I mean, physically, if you go on Johnny's Instagram page or his Facebook page, I mean, John, with his diet, is a specimen. I mean, you have, what, zero body fat? Not literally, but I'm sure you have, you know, like, what, 3% maybe. You know, you look super healthy. Your skin is glowing. You cannot deny the results of your lifestyle.
Right.
You know, it's just so opposite of what people traditionally think of. And, you know, when you think about weight reduction, to say, hi, I'm just going to have... Because, I mean, some of the things I wanted to ask you, and that my doctor, who's a holistic-minded DO, who totally is all for, you know, healthy lifestyles, he feels that, like, you know, for instance, if I showed him your Instagram page with all the fruit you consume in the morning, just the morning alone, your grams of sugar must be at least 100 grams of sugar. Most doctors would say that is insanely high and potentially on the way to diabetes.
Right.
What say you about that?
Well, and the funny thing is, there's sugar, to me, fruit sugar processes differently in your body than refined sugars or processed sugars. And I've been to actually diabetes retreats where people are reversing their type 2 diabetes on literally fruit, eating fruit and some greens in their diet. That's pretty much what I've lived on. I had a physical last year with work, and as a matter of fact, it was funny. Not only did I lose all the weight, my eyesight was better. Everything had gotten better. My blood pressure was perfect, and the doctor had asked me, what have you been doing? And I told him, and he's like, well, you're at an age now where normally people start getting high blood pressure, cholesterol and stuff, and so whatever you're doing, stick with it. So, yeah, it's obviously
you cannot
working.
Deny the facts, man. I mean, you really, when it comes to, if you're doing the blood work and you're getting, you know, scientific support to your lifestyle and it's creating amazing results, then I got to commend you, man. That's great. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll take your questions as well. 312-981-7200. If you have questions about Johnny Juicer, juicing, vegan lifestyle, raw lifestyle, we will definitely take your calls. If you have an opinion, we'll also listen to that too. There's a lot of meat lovers out there. And then we're going to talk about how Johnny took his passion and is now making a career out of it, and how he and his partner became an internet sensation.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
My pleasure. I love hearing about all this. I'm fascinated by any way you can tweak your health and nutrition. You've done great. You've lost 60 pounds since you started your new lifestyle, and it was based on a New Year's resolution. You just kind of said, "Hey, I'm done. I'm done with this, and I'm going to jump into this raw vegan juicing lifestyle." And you've done well with it. We have a bunch of questions, but first, before we get to the folks holding, which thank you guys, we want to get to you real quick. You have a partner in crime on your Instagram videos that has become huge. His name is Noah.
Yeah,
tell us about Noah.
Okay, well, Noah, along my vegan journey, I saw documentary called Earthlings and saw all about the puppy mills and how dogs are euthanized and how important it is to rescue a dog. And it intrigued me, and I really wanted to go out and rescue a dog. I felt like I was in a point in my life where I wanted that. And I found Noah. I always grew up with big dogs, and I instantly had a connection with this guy. He's a little Yorkie, and he's my sidekick. He's like my little best friend.
But folks,
friend.
He's underplaying it. Noah is a star. Like, this dog got picked up by Food Network. He has his own Instagram page, right?
Yeah.
What is it? Noah the Vegan?
Noah the Vegan.
Noah the Vegan. Yeah. Go check it. It's hilarious. And you make these phenomenal videos, which, how long did it take you to produce?
Anywhere from 2.5 to 3 hours total.
And they're funny, and they're engaging, and you're using, you know, cool products, and you're showing people recipes in the same time. And you found a formula that's gained you, you know, a huge, you know, following on the internet.
Right.
And you use this to kind of share your message.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's my whole thing altogether is I saw that it worked. I incorporated him in one video last year. I saw my following afterwards blew up. I started getting all these reposts after a watermelon video with him back in June. And I saw it worked. So what happened was I started incorporating him all the time. And my message in all my stuff is, if I could show people a good recipe or how easy this lifestyle could be, throwing a little humor in with the dog, great. That's the message. So,
and comparatively speaking, your lifestyle in terms of your normal grocery bill with meats and cheeses and stuff versus the amount of produce, because if you see on some of Johnny's videos, he's got a rack full of, you know, fresh fruits and, you know, vegetables. Are your numbers comparable in terms of a grocery bill?
Believe it or not, my numbers are less. I do a lot of I'm always looking at the good buys. I'm always at Caputo's. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Caputo's.
Are you keeping organic and all that?
I do, especially when juicing, I'm always juicing organic. You know? So when it comes to fruits, sometimes you can't always find organic, but I do my best. And for the most part, I would say I probably spend less because I eat less because the green juices, like I said, give you those minerals and nutrients your body
sustains
needs.
Sustains you longer.
Exactly, to keep you nourished. So,
speaking of which, we have some questions for you, Johnny. If you want to talk to John, 312-981-7200. If you have questions about juicing or raw lifestyle, John will be happy to help you. Let's talk to Diane. Hey, Diane, thanks for calling the show.
Oh, hello. Thank you. Yeah, my question is related to my hypothyroidism. Cruciferous vegetables are goitrogens, and they are not recommended for us to consume raw. It's better for those of us with slow thyroid to consume the cruciferous vegetables in a cooked form. Well, the side like lettuces and all of the wonderful fruits, melon, cucumber, et cetera, what can you recommend, if anything, to either replace the cruciferous vegetables in making the juices and or smoothies for people, or would you just go with not dealing with them and just whatever we find at the supermarket? Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Dan. John, what do you say about that?
So her question was pretty much...
Obviously, she has a thyroid issue, so right. Certain vegetables affect her more than others. Is there, in your experience juicing, is there some, with thyroid conditions, is there something, you know, that is there a type of vegetable that you prefer juicing that is more kind of neutral in its effect to the body, like a ginger or turmeric? Is there elements in that that you can incorporate that would help with the inflammatory effect of a thyroid issue?
Absolutely, especially ginger and turmeric that you said that. Are both two of the most powerful anti-inflammatories in the world. So, I mean, if you put those with cruciferous vegetable, for sure it can combat some of that, as well as, you know, any juice that you put ginger or turmeric in pretty much
neutralizes it.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a testing, wouldn't you say?
Right.
Yeah. That's a good point. Let's take another call. Here is Sue. Hey, Sue. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thank you. Good afternoon. Great to hear, and I hope maybe I can email or send messages to you, Johnny. And thank you, Frank.
No problem.
One thing is, and maybe you're not wanting to do endorsements or whatnot, but okay, I've had this for a while, but haven't really used it, and I'm embarrassed to say, but I've had the magic bullet, and again, I can't really say how well it's worked for me because I haven't really used it that much, but I'm being honest here.
Yes, thank you for your honesty. Magic bullet's a good thing. I mean, it works in some capacity, right? I've used it a couple times.
Yeah.
Thank you, because I'm concerned about, there's a whole lot longer story about this, but anyway, that you can put the whole, I mean, again, about, I know a tiny bit about, you know, putting the whole apple or the seeds and all that, and that's where a lot of the nutrients are.
Do you recommend, John, when you juice, John, do you put the whole apple and you put the whole fruit in?
I throw everything in there, absolutely. Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, Sue.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I mean, so you think it's a pretty good product and I need to get with it more.
Well, the thing is, what I tell people is whatever you have, use it. You know, it's whether you're blending, whether you're juicing, any way you can get that mm-hmm. into your system, do it. So absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Sue. And happy holidays to all of you.
Thank you so much. You could certainly find Johnny on Instagram. John, what's your Instagram?
It's at Johnny_juicer.
And he's always very responsive. He's people post up and ask questions all the time. I see him answer them right away. So thanks, Sue, and have a good holiday.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right. Let's talk to Andy. Andy, what's going on? How are you?
What up, John? How's it going?
How you doing?
Doing great. How's Noah?
Noah's great.
I'm assuming great. You're a fan of Noah.
I'm a huge fan of John and Noah. I follow them on Facebook and on Twitter.
Awesome.
Love them.
That's
awesome.
Cool stuff, man.
So my question, John, is what's the shelf life of these juices like that you make? Because I work 6 days a week. My wife works 6 days a week. I got two little kids and really have no time for juicing. Or at least that's what my thought is. So if I was to make all of them on Sunday, would I have to drink them all on Monday?
Well, that depends on what kind of machine you're using. What kind of juicer are you using?
We're just a blender, really.
Okay, it's a blender.
And I'm a vegan from afar.
Okay.
You know,
I'm with you, Andy. I'm on the same page with you.
Okay.
All right.
As far as blending goes, I think that should last a couple days, up to 72 hours, they're said. Juicers, it's a little different. There's some juicers out there that oxidize the nutrients because they have high speed. They're high speed, and the blendings will last a little bit longer, so you can let those sit.
What do you use, John?
I use actually a Green Star. I use a Omega and a Tribest Green Star. They're slow juicers, which are slow pressed. They're said to last longer, up to 3 days, 2 to 3 days. I always juice and drink right away. for the day. I always, you know, take a little time out of the day and do that. So
you start in the morning.
I like them as fresh as possible.
How many juices do you have in a day?
It varies. There's some days I want more energy, or I know I'm doing more in the day, so I drink more. But I always go between 32 and sometimes up to 64 ounces.
So 32, what you handed me was a 32. And would you sip this throughout the whole day, or this would be one sitting for
you? That'd be about, I'd take that down within a 20-minute span.
Damn, that's good stuff.
So. Well, thanks again. John, keep up the great work. Lancers for life.
Thank you, man.
Thank you,
Andy. I
appreciate it, man. All right, let's take our last call here. We have Tracy. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, thanks for taking me.
You got it. What's your question?
I have a question. Well, I have a Ninja, so I don't have a juicer, but I use a lot of kale, spinach. I'll use strawberries, blackberries. I put different fruits in it. Is there something I can put in with that? I've been using water, which gets kind of boring. Is there a juice that I can use that's healthy?
You're saying for, in your sugar? In your blender, you're saying?
Yeah, to put with the spinach and the kale, just to make it more liquefied.
Right. When I blend, I love coconut water. I'm a big fan of the coconut water.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Okay.
Yeah, so in all my videos, I'm always using the young Thai coconuts, cracking them open and throwing that water in them. Sweetens it up really good.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, I've used almond milk before because I've been desperate. Is that a bad choice? I use unsweetened.
I know almond milk's good, coconut milk, coconut water.
I do like the lightness of the coconut water in the smoothies for me, because it actually allows your fruits to really come through and the flavor. So I've been doing that a lot too. Tracy, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Go ahead and follow Johnny Juicer over on Instagram or Facebook and Twitter. And
I absolutely will.
And you can see he lives it on his internet, and so does his dog Noah. So good stuff. Tracy, have a good holiday.
You too. Thank you.
You got it. Johnny, we're running out of time, buddy. This was a lot of fun. We can keep going for days on this topic.
So fun.
Yeah. Do you guys have a website yet? Or
I do have a website. It's under maintenance right now. It should be back up by tonight or tomorrow morning. It's simply www.johnnyjuicer.com. And when you're there, you could probably see all my social media sites.
So. Right. And so right now you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you got your own YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Just Google Johnny Juice and you'll find him. Johnny, thank you so much and have a good holiday.
You.
Appreciate the juice.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Perfect timing for this weather, right?
It is. It's perfect time for that last-minute gift. A lot of traveling is happening. Joining me in studio from Contigo is Maria Corral. Did I say that right?
Contigo, yes.
Contigo. It's a pleasure to have you here.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So what are we talking about today? I'm looking at these glorious-looking mugs in front of me, and they're all different shapes and sizes, but I believe there's a high-tech function to this. Tell me all about it.
There is. All of our travel mugs have our AutoSeal patented technology that seals between sips, meaning that by the push of the button, it releases that spout and allows you to drink out of your travel mug. And as soon as you let go of that button, it completely seals. So it's leak and spill proof. So you can sip confidently without worrying about tipping it over and having it spill.
So it's also idiot proof too.
Exactly.
Now that you say that. It actually says auto seal on the button, and this awesome champagne colored mug is cool. So I hit the button here and I see that it releases the little lip so you can sip. And then if you're in the car, which most spills happen with hot stuff in the car and usually doesn't end well.
Correct. So we engineered our bottles to solve that problem. We saw that there was no other travel mug in the market that had this complete spill-proof technology.
What goes into engineering this? I'm curious. I mean, does somebody drive in a car with hot coffee in it, and then somebody just runs in front of them in like a little test lab?
Pretty much. We do have our team of researchers, designers, and engineers in our office here in Chicago. So we do a lot of that testing and researching, and we even do watch people on their commute. So I know it sounds creepy.
Wait. How does that happen? Well, to back up here for a second.
Yeah.
How do you guys watch people on a commute? Like, is there hidden cameras in people's cars?
Or? Nope. You know, our research team just goes out there and explores what people do on their commute, how they hold their travel mugs. So
what's the most common way people hold their mugs?
A lot of people just carry it in their arms. So we did our latest and greatest travel mug. So not the one you're holding, but
the tall one.
Yep, that one, the black one with the grip.
Do each of them have a name, like a?
Yes, the one that you're holding is the AutoSeal Westloop travel mug, and
West
that
Loop.
Is our number one selling travel mug line.
Can I tell you like what I like about this? All right, first of all, it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
I know this sounds weird because it's radio, but it's got this like finish to it. It's like a matte black finish.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see it's got an ergonomic like kind of dip in the head of it. What is that for?
That is just for easy holding. So that makes
for the,
it
under
easier.
The arm, or is it
just for when you click that button? Go ahead and turn it around and okay. click it with with that hand, and you see how easy it is to hold.
Oh yeah,
like that. So we do engineer our bottle so it makes your everyday commute easier.
And they're dishwasher safe.
Correct. And we even have engineered just to the smallest detail that you open up the lid completely
Which
to
I'm
clean
doing
it.
Now.
Yep. You drop down that lid, and it allows you to clean it at every nook and cranny that it has there. So if you press that gray lid at the bottom.
Here, you're the expert. Why don't you do that? I'd like to see how this
yep.
is all
so
coming
you
apart.
Click that.
That easy?
Yep, that easy. It drops down completely so you can get in all those nooks and crannies.
Which is a big concern for a lot of people with thermoses and mugs like this is the buildup of some kind of mold or bacteria in hidden places.
Exactly. So we engineered the easy clean lid. Drops down completely. You can get in there and clean everything. Go ahead and close it. And then it even has this little lock button at the top so you can't press on accident that auto seal button, which makes it easier.
So if you're driving and you know that you're doing like 100 on the highway, you hit the lock button just in case.
Exactly. You will absolutely not spill no matter what.
How did Contigo start this revolution? Like, what is the history of this company?
So we started out as an independent design firm, and then we saw that there was this
just
need.
Like a product design firm?
Yeah, exactly.
Working for others?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then we had our first product with Starbucks. We started looking into travel mugs and what we could do to make them better. Starbucks was our very first product. Our CEO at the time, Sammy El-Sadin, went ahead and saw that there was a need for this market of travel mugs. So it took off, and he had a team of about, 15 people, and they put their heart and soul into this company.
Into travel mugs. What a niche.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you think of the million other ideas, you're like, I'm going to hyper-focus on travel mugs.
Exactly.
And it was a good bet.
Yeah, exactly. And so we've expanded, obviously, into water bottles. So we're the leader producer of innovative leak-proof beverageware based here in Chicago. And so travel mugs is one of our specialties.
And so this final mug I'm holding in my hand, it's got this like rubber seal around. I'm going to take this label off.
Yep.
And this, I'm assuming, is this the active mug?
So that is our latest and greatest travel mug. It's called our Auto Seal Transit Travel Mug. And
It's
pretty much our holy grail of travel mugs. It's got it's got that fantastic grip around it that makes it easier for commuters. Like I mentioned, if you put it under your arm, it's not going to slide down and slip down. And then on top of the auto seal technology that seals between sips, it has the thermolock vacuum insulation that keeps it hot up to 5 to 7 hours.
When you do your testing, how long? 5 to 7 hours?
Yeah. Yeah. So
at the exact same temperature that you put it in it?
Correct.
That's fascinating.
Yep. For 5 hours, that one will keep it to 5 hours. The larger capacity of the same one keeps it up to 7 hours.
And what's the price point on these variety? Like this, the holy grail that you're calling it?
Holy grail is $24.99 for the 16-ounce and $27.99 for the 20-ounce.
Ah, that's awesome. That's great gifts. These are good stocking gifts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think my wife would like this this champagne-colored one, obviously modeled with the pink handle for women.
Of course.
Yeah, and then this would be the comparable for the guy. And what's the tall one? How many ounces you can fit in here?
24 ounces for the Auto Seal West Loop.
Which I can keep my Johnny Juicer juice in on my way home so I don't spill it, because I am going to drink that.
Correct.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to actually take that one with me and fill it up.
Too excited to get this Go Contigo mugs because you could save a lot of money as well, because if you think about how much coffee you waste, how much tea you waste, like because it gets cold.
Yeah.
With these things, you could have it on for hours.
Chicken soup, you know, like if you pack a little chicken soup in the morning and it stays hot for 7 hours. I mean, that's lunch and dinner right there.
And you have your stomach and your digestive system working all the time for those people that want to lose weight.
Yeah, we could do that. Dave's thinking. He's always thinking. You know what I mean?
That's always good.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on, Marie. I really appreciate it. How can people find out about these mugs and where can they buy them?
You can find us at gocontigo.com. And the mugs are also sold at any mass retailer.
So like a Walmart.
Target. Yeah. Yep.
Target.